You stand knees bent, gently pacing the darkened soil. The sunlight passes through the cracks in the heavy gate ahead of you. It catches your eye sharply, and you squint, focusing your gaze on the arena ahead of you. You rub your hands together slowly in anticipation. The edges of your elbows make tiny circles in the air as you uncoil your torso. You flex your chest. As you breathe deeply, you can feel the weight of the metal on your chest pushing back against your movements, holding you tightly, reminding you of why it's there. Today is the day of your baptism. You will be reborn as conqueror or slain at the feet of jeering crowds. Ahead of you, through the thick wooden gate, stands the arena. Your fingers flex in anticipation. You reach to your side to touch the top of your sword, making sure it's there, your protector, what stands between you and your opponent. And there you wait, knowing that what comes next is the most important moment of your life, the moment when you leave nothing to chance, when you fight desperately for your soul. There is no going back. There is no more time for training or skill, just heart and fight and the will to win. That is all that matters now. Whether you're entering a boardroom, a job interview, making a cold call, telling that person you love them, or wrestling with demons inside your mind, never forget that inside of you, who you really are, is a warrior. Despite the suit you wear or the office and title you've attained, underneath it all, you're a warrior. Your needs are primal, survival and conquest. Through the fog of the chaos and the shouts of those who watch on, remember your purpose. Remember who you are. Remember that today is a day of conquest. You will not fail. You will not die. You will shed blood. Your own will fall to the soil at your feet. Today is a day of conquest. I'm Dan Walchman, and we've been having an edgy conversation.